views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
You are listening to Animal Soul Wisdom Radio, tapping into wisdom of our animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso. Tune in monthly to learn how you can better understand your animals and deepen your relationship. This hit show calls attention to the many roles animals play in our lives. Through stories and insights, Darcy shares how animals assist us in raising our consciousness and fulfilling our soul's purpose. These busy healers help us with transitions and challenges, love us, and want us to have more joy in our lives. Are you ready to see yourself through your animal's eyes? Learn how they're helping you and walk through life with more ease and grace? Working with ancient healing practices, Darcy can guide you and provide inspiration to move forward. To learn more, go to darcypariso.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Darcy Pariso, the host of Animal Soul Wisdom on Transformation Talk Radio and KKNW here in Seattle. So thanks for joining me today. I'm really excited because I have my dear friend and an expert at horses, Stacy Lewis.
Hello. So,
hi Stacy, welcome.
Thank you.
So Stacy's going to be with us this whole hour and we're going to be taking calls too. So if you have horses or any animals, you're welcome to call in. But particularly if you have any horse questions, today's the day to do it. And I'll give out that number a little bit later. But first of all, I'd like to introduce you to Stacy. So you may have heard her before. She's been on with me. And Stacy's the founder of Centaur Development Wellness Ranch in Snohomish, Washington. She has 2 decades of experience in personal development, life coaching, and equine-based learning. So 10 years ago, Stacy combined her passion for life coaching with her love for horses, and she designed an unconventional approach for a human development based on this powerful experience of teaming horses with people. And I can tell you from experience that it really is powerful, and I'm going to share some of my own experiences as we go along. So Stacy's approach to helping her animals explore, develop, and realize their life passion has grown from her 20 years of experience as a life coach. And she's offered equine-facilitated learning programs to a wide range of people, including businesses, spiritual organizations, children, and adults. So welcome, Stacy.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I'd like to know, how did you turn your passion into your life work?
Well, being a life coach, you have to, always work on continuing education. You always have to go to workshops to be, effective life coach and help people. And that is just a really fun part of being a life coach because I'm always growing as a person. And I'm helping people develop their passion for what is it you want to do with your life that follows your passion. And in doing that, I had this horse Ella and I had life coaching. And I said, let's just combine life coaching, my passion with life coaching. And then it's just grown from there. It's in a lot of Ella's energy has helped grow that process. But in being an authentic life coach and following my passion, it was important that I incorporate the two. And it's been so much fun. It's changed my life. I used to live in Shoreline. Now I live in Snohomish on this wonderful ranch.
Oh, and let me throw in a couple notes here about the ranch, Centaur Development Wellness Ranch. I drive in, I drive up the road and my body just relaxes. I just feel like I leave everything behind. And I just really love it when the horses are outside. It's like a big welcome. So here I am admiring this beautiful property, the fences, the barn, the fields, everything. And then I say hello to the horses and my thoughts. And I tell them how happy I am to be there again. And it's like they're out waiting, hi. And everything is picture perfect and peaceful. And there's like this ease with life. And I know just from how I feel as I drive up that the land has its own vibration and energy. And it's really beautiful. And I know from the classes that we've had, people feel it, you know, as soon as they mm-hmm. approach, and by the time they enter your home, you know, yeah. they're feeling it. And they've made comments as much so.
Yeah, I've had some healing work done on the ranch. And we've cleared all the past energy of the people and the places that have been there, and it's all new energy coming through. And when people come to the ranch, you know, what kind of people come to the ranch? Wonderful people with energy themselves. So they all kind of deposit part of their energy into it. So every time people come out, I think it enriches the place more and more and more.
Oh, wow. Like a beautiful garden. I can see that.
Yeah, beautiful garden is. Of people's energy. Exactly.
Uh-huh. And that's another thing. You know, you do have a beautiful garden. So I was going to say the other thing about Centaur Development Wellness Ranch is your dogs. I love being greeted by Stella and Luna. They're two playful yellow labs, and boy, they just really show you how to enjoy life. And they have kind of asserted themselves into the coaching program also.
They're the greeters.
Yeah, they're saying like, hey, everyone, look, it doesn't get any better than this.
Yeah.
So it's really a beautiful place on the earth.
You
feel safe. Your stress and your worries fall away, and it's a vacation away from daily life in the city.
Yeah, and it's nice because it's not too far. It's in Snohomish. It's just off Highway 2. So it only takes like probably 40 minutes from Seattle to get there. You don't see any neighbors on my property. It is like a retreat, but yet it's so close to the city, which is nice.
Yeah, it really is. And I've had a lot of very profound experiences with the horses, particularly Ella. And I've talked a little bit about those in the previous interviews, but it really was life-changing. You know, she has shown me things that I needed to look at, and past lives came up. The last time, I think, or one of the last times I was up with my little dog, one of the other horses came over and started, you know, doing something to my dog's foot or leg. And because it was my own dog, I'm like, what's going on here? And I got a little nervous. And what I learned, you know, she said something about her health, or I forget exactly what she said, like a bubble or health, but my little dog had a UTI, and it was Z that was healing her.
Yeah.
So they just stepped in and did what needed to happen.
Horses, they're no longer just for transportation, sports, or companionship now. Now they're actually stepping into being teachers and powerful personal development partners. And why can they do that? They're prey animals and they're herd animals. And so they're 100% in the moment, and they sense all the energy around us. So horses are kind of like people's mirrors. They reflect what that person is bringing into them. And as you experience Z, she's a quieter coach. People have to engage with her. And the clients who are with her often are the quieter clients who can relate to, oh, Z's shy. Z doesn't want to be around all these people. And then I've got Ella, who has a stronger vibration, and that works with that. And horses, they know so much there because they're also in the moment. They can sense danger, and they'll run. They'll take off. And then they'll go back to grazing and be in the moment. And so that helps with people, because oftentimes we're depressed when we're thinking about the past, or we're anxious when we're thinking about the future. But if we're 100% in the moment, we're calm, we're mindful. And that's what the horses can teach us.
And I've seen that. I remember there was a woman that I wasn't particularly grounded, I guess, and Ella saw that, and she just kind of called it out and said, hey, you need to be grounded. And she helped her to do so just in a moment. It was that fast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Often when my clients lay their hands on the horses, they're moved to tears. Strong emotions are coming through to them, whether they be tears of joy, the tears of sadness, or even just inner power beginning to flow. Just laying your hands on the horses is a magical experience. It's a strong vibration that's connecting us to something that's on the outer edge of our understanding, I think.
Well, that's a great example, because I just visited Stacy recently, and Ella was calling me to come out. I've got something here for you. And Stacy said, put your hands on her. And I did. And as soon as I did, I felt my energy start to drop down. All those things about what I had to do and what was ahead of me and what was on my plate just literally started like leaving my body down through my feet to the earth. And I felt it like this release. And I felt better. And at the same time, Ella, what did she do? She kind of snorted. She went, and she let it go.
She exhaled.
Yeah.
The horse blows out, kind of.
Yeah. And Stacy said, stay with it. So I did. I just closed my eyes and stayed with it. And then it went deeper. Yeah. And then the next snort or exhale was deeper for her too. And then she went, okay, we're done. And she walked away.
Yeah. And 100% in the moment.
Yeah. And I felt a lot better.
They help us move from actually living in our head and thinking about things to living in our heart. And that's the experience you had with Ella. And yeah. It's interesting because you jumped out of your heart and back into your head like, oh, okay, what should I do now? So when I coach you just to stay with that feeling, we can go deeper into our feelings. And what do they actually mean that we can talk about after the experience afterwards? And what's the insight that can mm-hmm. be taken away?
And I really want to jump into that subject more so after our next break or okay. after our first break, because that's the beauty of it, because you have these experiences and they're powerful, but then what do you do with them? And Stacy's just really, she's excellent at guiding you through asking the right questions and helping you to find what you need. And
thank you.
And just, like you said, stay with it, because I was like, okay, I'm done with that. No, I wasn't. Okay. So we are coming up on our first break. So I'd like to invite you to stay with us. We'll be back soon. This is Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom. We'll see you soon. Well, it started out.
Would you like assistance on your soul's journey? We invite you to explore the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center, located in Auburn, Washington, a sacred space for healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, and many other tools to assist you in reaching your full divine potential, working together with compassion and love. Find out more about the new center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio, as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
As across the hill, in the town lit up, the world is still.
Hey everyone, it's Darcy Pariso of Animal Soul Wisdom. My guest today is Stacy Lewis of Centaur Wellness Development Ranch. And we're talking about horses and how they are our personal development coaches. We've got all kinds of questions. We're just getting rolling, so glad that you joined us. And I'm going to start off by asking Stacy, like, some basic questions, like very interesting things about how have horses helped people with things like fear and self-esteem, or what are some of the common things that come up?
I work with a lot of programs on people in transition, and we're afraid to transition usually with fear. We don't know what the future is going to be like. We don't necessarily like where we are today in the moment, but we want to move forward. And so working with the horses is really cool with that, because they're the analogy for our life. So an example of working with fear from change, you either walk with the horse, or you have the horse walk around you in circles. And we start talking just about, tell me about what you are transitioning to. Tell me, you know, what is it you're working on? And then the horse facilitates what's going to happen. You know, I can't go in and say, okay, we're going to do exercise X, A, B, and C. We just start talking, and the horses say. So an example would be, say someone's talking about, do I want to be in this relationship with my partner anymore? Well, what does that look like? So they just start walking and talking. Well, when the horse stops and physically stops, the energy has stopped in the person. But when the horse is walking with movement, and maybe even pulling the horse forward, what does that mean to you? That means, so the example would be, just last weekend we had a workshop, and a woman did have a question about, should I be with my current partner? And she found that walking with Ella, when Ella was walking forward, she was envisioning, this is my life without my partner. And Ella was walking strong and forward. But when she went back to her partner, Ella actually stopped. So Ella was responding to her fear of transitioning without her partner, but it was a great concrete example. Did that make sense?
Yeah, it does. You know, I can see how I think when people connect with the horses, they tap into the more intuition themselves too. So I can see how she would take that in her body and resonate with it and have that kind of innate understanding and the intuition about what that means.
Yeah. And another example is I ride, and I have a horse, Ruth, who is fairly young that I'm training, and you've done a reading on her, and she apparently we've been together in past lives where I rode her at liberty, which, you know, means nothing, no bit, no harness, and just rode her. And she likes that type of riding, but I don't trust her into doing that. So we fight, you know, we struggle. We do this and this. And so I've been riding her lately with just, a minute pressure. If I want her to trot, I just barely squeeze my legs and she trots. So before, what I would do is I'd squeeze my legs and then I'd squeeze harder and harder and harder, and she would resist. And so the horses, even in the riding, Ruth was resisting to my pressure of my legs. But then Ella, working with the other woman who was thinking about her partnership, she was resisting just to the woman's thoughts about the negative aspect in her life. You can see the horse resist. So horses are kind of like that in between of lives. Linda Cavanna wrote a wonderful book called Riding Between the Worlds. And it's so true. The worlds being the mystical world and our concrete world, just the different worlds of spiritual world, the world we live in today. Even when we're riding them, when we're with them, they respond to us and what they do shows that different level versus just know it on an intuitive level. The horses actually physically show us that.
You know, I've given that a lot of thought since you said that to me. And I see that because I see it, you know, okay, there's an element I'm tapping in intuitively and doing a reading, and that's one thing. And then I'm with them physically. But I see that they seem to be in this layer in between, like you're saying, and they're kind of all-knowing. And someone said, maybe I got this message in meditation, I'm not sure. To me, it feels like horses are a lot like angels, where we have angels around us and they work with us, they support us. And it feels like they're really in that same kind of dimension or realm where they can be really kind of in both worlds and be that in-between go-to. And I got this because I am all-knowing, all-seeing kind of energy.
And it's so easy just to put our baggage on the horses, like we do, you know, on all our animals sometimes. You know, it's like, okay, so like, you know, cowboys, the old way of breaking a horse, you know, quote, breaking a horse versus being in partnership with the horse. So I think we're learning in our society today and all the transitions we're doing, how do you actually be with another person, with a horse, be with spirit? And the horses are a great example of that because they release and share so much more with us when we can just break our need to control, our need to be, and just receive. And what messages do we receive? And that is the horses being mindful in the moment. You know, a lion's coming, run for your life, stop, eat, graze, everything's fine.
Yeah, you know, many years ago, like back in the probably mid-90s, well, it started probably before that. I read a book by, I think it's, is it Matt Wyatt? But the book is, it's not about the horse. It's about overcoming fear and anxiety. And interesting enough, I ended up going to some equine exercises in Arizona and doing a lot of these exercises with my daughter. So it was about parents and kids. And we were doing things that, you know, increase your self-esteem and exercises around trust, like climbing walls and so forth. And then we went into the arena. We were each given a horse and we're asked to go to these different like stations and do that particular thing that was asked at that station. And the very last one was very complex and people were asking over and over, can you do that again? Can you show it again? And we just didn't get it. So one by one, everybody went out with their horse and some people tried to kind of manhandle the horse. I mean, they tried to take charge. And then there were other people that, you know, really didn't, I don't know, maybe Parson didn't do a whole lot. And so I watched this and I just said to my horse, I have no idea what to do here. You know, can you help me? And we went out, we went through each station, which were pretty basic and simple. And we got to the last one and this horse just so magnificently went through each of these complicated steps. And I just followed along, you know, with my head held high, like I knew what I was doing. And at the end, we were the only ones that completed that exercise. And everyone went, wow, you know, you've got such a knack with horses and you were awesome. And I had to laugh because I was smart enough to know that I couldn't do it and give up control and turn it over to somebody that was much more knowing and aware than I was.
So it's a whole level of partnership, isn't it?
It was.
And it's hard for us humans to be in that level of partnership, really, with an animal. And even that big, strong horse that if we don't have a little bit of control, we might get hurt. So it's releasing those boundaries that keep us protected and safe and being 100% in partnership. And that's, too, one reason why horses are so fun in life coaching and life being partners, because you let go of the shoulds. You let go of, I'm alone in this world, because Ella, too, also follows people, not physically, but, you know, she visits you. A lot of people can say, oh, I'm getting messages from Ella when they meditate. There's just this, it's a partnership. It's a really neat partnership that you can establish where you feel supported. You feel you can receive messages. And just like your story, you know, you were an excellent horse person. You know what? That's what excellent horse people are. People who can listen and be in partnership with the horse.
Yeah. And maybe that book helped me. It's not about the horse. It's about overcoming fear and anxieties and things.
Oh, yeah. Winston Churchill said something like, there is something about the outside of a horse that is good for the inside of a man.
Oh, I recall that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Okay. Boy, there's so many stories. We could just go on forever. What are some, is there something that stands out? Something that has either happened recently or that's
real
different?
Real quick before break, I got a story. We have, that was in a class, Darcy, we did last April. We had a woman who didn't know she wanted to be in the class. She was just kind of standoffish. We weren't sure why. And then she went down to the arena and she and Ella went off by themselves. And then she left after that. And we're like, wow, maybe we won't see her tomorrow. But she came back and shared with the group a really neat experience. She recently had a horse that died and she didn't feel like she was able to say goodbye to it. And so Ella connected with that. And Ella actually embodied that horse. And she said goodbye to her horse that had died like 3 months prior through Ella. And that's just something that she knew. So that was Ella helping with grief. Do you remember that?
Oh, I'll never forget it because we looked, we had two horses and this group of people and one of the horses just kind of walked off and we went, oh, wow, what just happened here? And I looked at Ella and I could see she had her head down And it looked like she was really processing something, like she wasn't there. She was unlike I've ever seen her before. And I had the thought the other day when you mentioned this, how she wasn't in her body. That horse embodied, yes, took her body.
Totally.
And that woman was holding on and she was gone. Ella was gone, the horse that was in Ella's body. I mean, you could see the energy was very different.
And that's how they can help with grief. Mm-hmm. And then maybe after a break, I have another story about a woman that had dealt with some grief about her father dying through the horses.
Oh, there's so many stories. I've got a horse too. Okay, so hold on. We'll be back and we will be taking callers in just a little bit. So, and that number is 1-800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. This is Darcy Pariso of Animal Soul Wisdom with Stacey Lewis. We'll be back soon.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hey everyone, it's Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom. I'm here with Stacey Lewis of Centaur Wellness Development Ranch in Snohomish, Washington. We're talking horses and coaching.
Hi, welcome back. So we were talking a little bit about stories, and I mentioned that another story about grief. So when you lay your hands on the horses, which is what we do a lot when we first come into the arena, just lay your hand on the horse. What sense do you get? And I've mentioned that a lot of times, you know, tears happen, tears of so many different things, tears of transition, tears of grief, tears of sadness. But one woman put her hands on Ella and really big tears started rolling down. And she said her dad came to her. And her dad had passed as well. Just, you know, I was just pausing, Darcy, and thinking, this is just like the other story. Maybe Ella has a trait that I'm coming across. See, this is all transition and moving forward. But so her father came through to her, and she had not been to her father's funeral. She went to her father's funeral, but after he died, she was hoping to spend time with him before he died. But due to, you know, sudden death and being far away, she wasn't able to. And the father had told her, just by Ella laying her hands on her, that he was good. He was in a happy place. And he showed actually being with horses. And she forgot. Her father actually had horses in his life and was talking about, that was my happy place. That was my happy time.
Oh.
And her father actually said, you know, I'm fine. I'm happy. Don't feel guilty about not being with me and not seeing me. And she felt that. And that's just laying a hand on the horse. Mm-hmm.
And how healing and powerful for the rest of her life going forward, knowing I don't have to carry that. I can let that go. And to know how happy he is. And I have to say, as a medium, I hear that all the time, that, wow, you know, woohoo, I'm back home. So yes. I know.
Yeah. And so animals, not even horses, but even animals, they're just so empowering for us. And they're, like you say, there are angels. Totally.
They really are. You know, and something you said earlier, too, made me brought that up again about how they help us. I was thinking about a horse where someone called me. It was actually somebody, it was a woman I know, a friend, who was working with the horse to heal his feet. He had an infection in both feet. So one foot was healed, but the other was not. And so he had to stay in the barn, and because it was wet and sloppy out, and he had to wear this boot and stay in the barn. And over time, he got really depressed. And he, when I tuned into him, he was really down. And he said, I'm ugly. I can't leave the barn. I don't want to be here anymore. And on, he was talking about, you know, leaving the planet. And I went, wow, what do I do with this? So I asked for guidance, and this man came in from the other side, and he identified himself as the father. And he said to the horse that, you know, you were a gift. You know, I bought you for my daughter and my wife, and you mean so much to them, and they love you, and they would be devastated if you left. And he just, you know, talked to him about all the different things that were coming forward for him about his future and things that were going to be, you know, he could look forward to. And mm-hmm. he also mm-hmm. said, you know, and the horse was really down and heartbroken, of course. But the man said, you know, you need to be patient. You know, this woman that healed your other foot is going to be able to heal this foot, too, and you're going to be okay. And what I forgot to mention was this horse was even showing me images of, like, being shot, you know, put me down and everything. And we were like, let's see what your other options are. And it turned everything around. And I hadn't heard anything. I sent this information off. And then the woman that contacted me said, you know, I don't know what to do with this. And it was quite a while later that she told me she finally gave it to the family. And the reason that she decided was because apparently this man had crossed over fairly recently and they were still grieving him. And she just thought it would be too much. So that was, you know, she made that call. But yes, they do a lot with grief, and I think you're going to be doing more work with that also.
Sounds like it. And two, that story is a representation of how the horses need us for healing as well. Remember, I think it was last spring, Ella got depressed. She was just hanging her head in her stall, and I remember calling you and saying, oh, talk to me about Ella. It feels like she wants to leave this planet.
Mm-hmm.
And what that was about is Ella wants Centaur Development Wellness Ranch. She wants more people to come out. She is the impetus. And you know, you asked earlier what brought you into be doing coaching with horses. And it's, you know, self-development, but it's also Ella is here for this specific purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And she's really pushed me to move forward with it. like just this last weekend, we got our first newsletter out, and she's like, woohoo. When I made a commitment to her, like, okay, we will do this Centaur Development Ranch, she actually danced, you know, and this was a horse that was standing in her stall depressed. And I talked to you, and yes. You told me what was happening with her. And so I said, okay, we're going to do these programs. We're going to do this workshop. And she was out dancing behind the arena. And how a horse dances is they'll run and then they'll just buck up in place and kick their heels and maybe even squeal a little bit. You know, there's no other horse around. You can just see pure joy from them. And so Ella's here specifically for that. And it's a process. And I have been, you know, being a life coach for 20 years, and I have worked with horses, and I've done a lot of workshops where people come from organizations, but now we're beginning to bring, you know, individuals in. And you and I have been doing workshops, I think, for 3 years now.
Yes, yes.
But so some of the different things I offer, if you want to meet Ella, is we do monthly coaching sessions. And those include about an hour and a half private coaching session out at the barn. And how I've expanded that is before I've had people come out, they have ahas that we've talked about. But then how do they carry those ahas forward? You know, how do they take what that magical experience they had at the farm and then bring it into their lives? So that also then we do coaching calls. So we do a week with the horse and then just a week coaching call with me. How have you carried forward what you learned at the barn? What are your action items? And some people, you know, I've got different a 6-month transition program, also a 3-month commitment packet that is step into different arena of your life. And
oh, that's awesome. You know, people need that because it's great to have the information, but you need to have steps to go forward.
Steps to go forward. And that's what Ella taught me through her depression last year. It's like, okay, we're having people come out to the ranch and they're having experiences with us, but help them move forward with it more. Mm-hmm. And she actually connects, like we've talked, she connects with people and moves with them. And then Z does on a different level. I talk about Ella a lot because she's my personality type. Z is the quieter type, and people either connect with Ella or Z. And I also have then Guy and Ruth and Flip on the ranch. So we have 5 horses that we play with.
I know. It's beautiful.
Ella and Z are kind of, Ella's my superstar. Z's my star as well.
Yeah. You know what? We are going to have to go to break in a little bit. Not quite yet. And then we have a few callers, but let's go through the rest of our events since we just have a few minutes so we can spend more time with the callers.
Okay. Yes. And we've said that you and I have done animal communication courses for about 3 years now. Mm-hmm. We have a neat one coming up April 6th. And we're calling that heart-to-heart animal communication. And we're going to teach people how to manage their energy while communicating with animals and building confidence in their abilities.
Yeah, and that's everything. I mean, if that's not solid, the rest of it's not going to come as easily or be as strong. So that's really important.
Mm-hmm. And I find with, I love it when you come out because people, we do classroom and they get a practice on pictures. But then when they come out to the horses, you know, they're touching the horses, they're communicating the horses. And then, of course, Luna and Stella, the dogs, they're also, Stella's like, talk to me.
It's a really fun workshop, and we've gotten some really positive feedback encouraging us to keep doing it.
Yeah, so again, that's going to be April 6th. It's going to be from 10 to 5. And to sign up for that, you can go to my website, which is Centaur, Centaur, development.com, or you can give me a call at 206-948-4026 and talk about it. And on my website, too, I have different events. I probably have about 2 events happening a month. So there's all sorts of activity happening out there.
Yeah.
Ella pushes me.
yes, she does. Yes, she does. I have a couple radio shows coming up. In fact, this Sunday on March 17th, I'll be a guest on Martha Norwalk's Animal World on the same station, KKNW, 1150 AM. So if you weren't able to call in today, you can call in to Animal World on Sunday morning from 9 AM to noon. And that number will be on her website. But we take calls, and I'm a guest every so often. And
I encourage you people out there with horses, you know, before I met Darcy, I was just thought, you know, when our horses are lame, you know, wouldn't it be great if we could hear from them? Like, okay, so you're moving a little weird. Is it your front right? Is it your front left? What's wrong? You know, does your stomach hurt? Where do you feel the pain? And Darcy is wonderful in helping, listening to the animals and saying, I mean, how cool is that to be able to listen to what your horse says or hear what your horse says? So if there's any people out there with horses that have some issues, talk to Darcy.
Yeah, you know, call on Sunday, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. If you didn't get a chance to call in today, then on Monday, the 25th, Monday, March 25th, I'm going to be joining Peggy Wilms on Coach Couch and Coffee Radio. She had a question about some geckos. She said, what's up with these damn geckos? And called me and she said, well, you have to come on the air and tell people this. The thing is, I have no idea what I said because it came through me, but something else will come. Anyway, so I just wanted to let you know about those two radio shows coming up soon. And I'm also going to be on Bainbridge Island on Sunday, March 31st. I'm learning to communicate with animals at the Dayalu Center, Bainbridge, and you can go to their website. It's Dayalu Center, Bainbridge, and sign up or get more information there. That's another fun class. So we are going to kind of wrap this segment up and go to our very last segment where we will be taking calls. Thank you for your patience to our callers. Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom with Stacey Lewis. We'll see you soon.
It's a gentle touch, but more than enough, she can stop the soul world.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Then in
she can stop this old world from spinning too much. It's a natural thing.
Hi again, it's Darcy Pariso at Animal Soul Wisdom with my guest today, Stacy Lewis of Centaur Development Wellness Ranch. And thanks for hanging out with us today and listening in. And thanks to our callers for your patience. So who do we start with?
We'll go with Anna calling in from Mercer Island. Hi, Anna.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Who would you like to talk to today?
Well, I'd like to talk to Reggie, who's a kitty that passed away just a few months ago. And his little boy, Cookie, is having trouble since he's been gone, even though we've added another kitty to our household.
Okay, so what can you give me a description of Reggie?
Yeah, he was a gray kind of striped tabby. He was probably about 16 to 20 years old, and you had connected with Darcy. You had connected with him before when he was having trouble. A couple years ago.
Okay. And so Cookie is your new cat, or Cookie's the cat that's with you?
Cookie's the one we had with him. It's actually Cookie is Reggie's son. And we also added another cat named Archie.
Okay. 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 Cause it felt like there was more, there's something more going on here. And Reggie, I felt a familiarity, but I wasn't quite sure why, but I do remember now. So just give me a second to tune in. Oh, my heart is just expanding with love. I don't know if you close your eyes, if you could feel that, but I just feel like so much love and gratitude to you. It feels like he's saying you went above and beyond, and he's showing me a loop, like going like this went round and round, like he's like turning the dial round and round. Does that make sense to you?
Well, he had an issue that we would continually address.
Yeah, he felt like it went round and round and round and round. And it's like he's showing me like a punch, like you gave it your all. You did everything you could. And he's saying, I want you to know I'm so happy. And he has this image I've seen on, I don't know, a card or something, but he has this image of like a cat with angel wings. And he's saying, I'm flying high, and I'm so happy.
That's great.
Does that mean something specific to you? Because it feels like there's something coming in the back door here, like there's an underlying meaning to this.
Well, I did used to wear a pin that had little cat with angel wings.
Okay, I was going to say, because this feels like this is just not some general statement. This is something that he's acknowledging that that you have done. And he says that every time he sees this, his face lights up and he just smiles. And he says, you know, what you would call your human heart and what his soul heart is, his soul essence, he just lights up. And and it's like there's a stream of light between the two of you. And he expands it out. It's like like turning the flashlight on high beam or something, or headlights on high beam. And he's sending you love and energy and healing. And he's saying, you don't have to worry about me. He said, I've got this. He said that he's just incredibly happy, but he's saying he's also in your house quite a bit.
Yes, I think he is.
Yeah. And I had an image of you like walking to like a patio door. And then I had an image of you being at the refrigerator, and it feels like one of his favorite times was when you were by the refrigerator.
Yes, he sat right by and waited for his meals. He did like to eat.
Yeah. And it was like, oh, good. And can you go faster?
Yes.
Yeah. He's showing me flaky. He liked the flaky things, something flaky.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't know. Something, it's like flakes. That's what he's showing me. It looks like, I don't know. To me, from my perspective, it looks like it could be tuna or something kind of flaky.
He mainly ate raw food, but I'd mix other things in with it. So, yeah. So dried meat and stuff.
Yeah. He feels very, like nobility. He's showing me with the top hat, like he takes his hat off to you, like he's honoring you. And he feels very honored that you called in today, because he's saying not only is he connecting with you heart to heart, but he's always connected to this, you know, his son, the cat's in the house. But he feels like it's special to be on the radio. And he laughs that I might be crossed over, but you know, I have my own stuff too. Kind of like his own, I guess, personality. Did he like to like step up and kind of, you know, like, look at me, here I am, you know, have a little bit of that bravado, he's calling it bravado.
Yes, completely. He was very much the ruler of the house, to include our dog. He definitely ruled the roost.
Yeah, I see that. So he is really happy to be acknowledged today, and he thanks you for calling. And he says that he's showing your head, like leaning against his, like you holding him, and like kind of he's up by your shoulder, and you're leaning your head on him.
Yes.
And it feels like that was a really special memory. And he's saying that that's when the high voltage of the heart to heart connection is really taking place. I mean, that was like the transference of love and energy in, he's calling it interdimensional.
Oh.
There was the love and isn't this nice, but it was much more than that. It was what he was bringing into you. And you were feeding him back. He said it was really a two-way situation. And he just really loves you. And he's saying that I am around, and you know that, and I'll never leave you. And he's saying that he also wants you to know that he sees you all the time, because when you're sleeping, you know, we have the aspect of ourselves, of our soul self, that we leave on the other side and have with heaven or God or whatever we call it.
Yeah.
And so there's that aspect of you that he's always with. But he's very grateful to be able to talk to your physical being. So he says, thank you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. So he ends with, he's laughing. He's like, humans and their phrases, but to coin a phrase, love never dies.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Okay. Did you have anything else? Any last question or?
Oh,
otherwise,
she already let go. Okay. Can we just run on to the last caller of the hour?
Yeah, I was going to say, otherwise we just have a few minutes.
Yeah,
I was going to say, you just have a minute.
Okay, yeah, so Carmen from Seattle, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carmen. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Dr. E. Congratulations on your show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I've talked to you before, haven't I?
Yes, it's the same cat.
Okay. And
he's still with us.
I'm sorry. Remind me of his name.
Ender. He's a tuxedo, short hair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ender, tuxedo, short hair. I remember.
Yeah, he's better since we got him, but he's like, he doesn't want to be with us. So we're like, dude, we don't have a house. We live in an apartment. You know, this is what we can afford. And I do talk to him, but I don't know. I'm tired.
He's asking, you know, what does that mean? What do you want to do with me? It feels like you've had like multiple thoughts or conflicting thoughts, and he's not sure what that means for him. He feels a little bit like a slinky or a bouncing ball, like he's back and forth. Like he's a pretty grounded cat, but he feels like he just is unclear on what his future is and what you want him to do, what you expect from him. So you're talking to him, Carmen. Are you telling him, like, you know, you've said that, you know, maybe he wants a house, but this is where he lives. So.
Yeah. And he used to live with the people across the hall from us. So we, you know, we told him, this is your place, this is your bed, you know, your home, and we're going to take care of him. But like, he doesn't want to be here.
So he wants to be out of the
area. We don't know if he used to be before our neighbors in a house, you know, if they let him out or.
Yeah.
We don't know anything about that. But it's like, we can't, there's no garden for you, you know, and he won't cooperate with the lease either.
Well, I remember talking to him before, and it was really probably a little frustrating for both of you, because he wanted things that were not possible. And I know that we're closing down really quick here, but I wanted to tell you that I think the best thing you can do is tell, you know, again, talk to him and say, you know, we'd like you to be here. If you want to be somewhere else, we can, you know, consider that, look at that option. In the meantime, what we can do to help you, and try to find something interesting for him to do, like a job. And also, it might help to give him some CBD oil or some buckflower essences, but keep talking to him. But his soul feels frustrated and he does want more. And so I think that's something you have to consider. But I am going to have to sign up. If you'd like to call, you can, you know, go to my website, darcypariso.com, and connect there, and we can just do a short session, complimentary, if you'd like, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Darcy. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Carmen. Thanks for calling. And thank you, everyone, for listening in today. It was great to have you here. I'd like to thank my special guest, Stacy Lewis, from Centaur Development Wellness Ranch in Snohomish. And please go to her website and check out her events too. And we'll be talking more in the future, so stay tuned. And again, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Animal Soul Wisdom Radio, tapping into the wisdom of our animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso. Tune in monthly as Darcy shares stories and insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and ancient techniques, Darcy is here to guide you through the process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information or to listen to this show, visit darcypariso.com.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.